Wednesday's West Yorkshire Sport Daily. Now, this is a fabulous, remarkable story because earlier today at Yeadon Cemetery, a ceremony took place to honour one of Yorkshire cricket's forgotten heroes. Not forgotten, though, by the man who launched a campaign to fund a headstone for Ted Peat, who was buried in an unmarked grave in 1900 following his death at the age of 45. That man, who's also written a biography of Ted Peat, is Ian Lockwood. And I'm delighted to say that Ian joins us now. Good evening, Ian.
Good evening. Good evening, James.
Just tell me how the ceremony went earlier today. How was it?
Well, the sun shone. It was lovely. The birds were singing. An aeroplane went over halfway through. But apart from that, it was a lovely day. We did Ted Peat proud today.
Was it quite poignant? I mean, this has been a long, long time coming, hasn't it? And not just in terms of the campaign that you've run. This has been a long time. Was it quite emotional this morning?
To be honest, I wasn't emotional until sort of I was halfway through a little spiel about about him being forgotten and left in this grave unremembered, and I suddenly felt quite emotional. And I did choke up a little bit halfway through. Hopefully nobody noticed.
I'm sure they didn't. Who was there today, apart from the sun? Who was there? Who was out today?
Well, there was Kevin Sharp and Jeff Cope, the former Yorkshire players. And Jeff Cope was, of course, the former president. They were there representing the former players. We had various members of local history groups. We had Brian Sanderson, who I'd like to give a shout out to. He's been a big help to me. He's on the Yorkshire Archives Committee. He's a big, well-known name among cricket statisticians around the county. We had a local vicar. We had a representative from the Bishop of Bradford, who's the chaplain to Yorkshire County Cricket Club, and a few others, interested cricket fans.
Very illustrious names there. Ian, just describe the headstone. What does it look like and what does it say on it?
Well, you're testing my memory here. It says Edmund Ted Peat, gives his date of birth to his date of death, 1855 to 1900, and his wife Sarah, because you know, she's in there, and we mustn't forget that. And it says quite simply, this headstone was erected by former players of... Oh, sorry, I missed out. England and Yorkshire cricketer, the important bit, so everyone knows who he was. And then this headstone was erected by former members of Yorkshire County Cricket Club and his many friends in 2025.
It's such a lovely thing to do. It really is. And this campaign, when we spoke to you, when the BBC spoke to you back in May, you were asking for help. How easy has it been to fund this? I think you were talking about potentially looking to raise, was it a couple of thousand pounds?
Yeah, we've just about got there. As near as makes no difference. From donations, from cricket fans, from sales of the book, the biography of Ted Peat, which is called 10 Drunks and a Parson. And there was a donation from the former players who got to find out about this famous chap and sent in a nice donation. And it was good to see them here today, this afternoon, with Jeff and Kevin, who'll be well known to cricket fans across the county.
I said before, Ted Peat's story is remarkable and tragic in equal measure, isn't it? Just give us a sense of the Ted Peat, the cricketer. Why is he so important?
Well, in the 1880s, he was England's best bowler. He was a spin bowler. He's the first name on the Lord's Honours Board, and people talk about, you know, you come down and there's all the famous cricketers there, all the famous names, but he's number one. We've got the Ashes coming up, and he was in the England team which took part in the first of the test at the Oval, which led to the birth of the Ashes, because Australia won when Peat was the last man out. He had a big swing at the ball when he was told to play defensively, and he was bowled. And this is what Ted Peat said at the time. He said, "I took 8 wickets and I put England in a winning position." He was a number 11 batsman, and he also joked that he scored 2 runs. And if 4 players who got ducks in that innings had scored 2 runs, England would have won the first Ashes test. So that's why he's important. But for many years, he was Yorkshire's best bowler. He was considered the best bowler in the country. And I'll just give you 2 contemporary opinions rather than trying to judge him from all these years later. WG Grace said that the finest spin bowler he'd ever faced was Ted Peat. And the Australian captain throughout the 1880s was a chap called Billy Murdoch. And he wrote in his biography, he said, "The best bowler in the world was without a doubt Ted Peat." So that's why he needs to be remembered.
And the other side of Ted Peat as well is documented in the 10 Drunks and a Pass and the Life and Times of Ted Peat, because he had his troubles. He probably wasn't the only one in those days as well. But how tragic was that side of his life?
Well, he liked to drink. That has to be said. But so did all the Yorkshire team at the time, which is why the book is called
10
Ten
Drunks.
Drunks and a Parson, because Lord Hawke, who set about trying to discipline the side, that's what he's supposed to describe them as. So there were 9 other drunks in there, and there was a parson who was a Methodist preacher. And Teddy's always goes down as the one he got rid of first for being drunk and insubordinate. And if you go on the internet, that's what always crops up. My research shows that there's not a great deal of evidence for it. I think it was more of a strategic cricketing decision. And the reason I say that is he was also the first groundsman and manager at Headingley. So when Headingley opened, it didn't open till 1890. Who's the man they put in charge of running it? Ted Peat. Now, if he's a drunk and he's an insubordinate who doesn't obey orders, you don't put him in charge of Headingley, do you?
No.
So I think it's more of a cricketing decision than that. I think he's being slurred a bit. There was an attempt to crack down on discipline, to crack down on the drinking, and Ted has been sort of portrayed as this really bad one. But I think he was no worse than anyone else in the team.
His premature death was certainly tragic, wasn't it? I read somewhere that he died. I mean, we've said before he died at 45. Did he pass away in Horsforth? That's where I grew up.
No, he didn't. This is one of these Wikipedia things. He passed away at 15 St. Michael's Lane in Headingley, which was his house. And you read all the contemporary reports and they all say the same. But for some reason, Wikipedia wants him to die in Horsforth. He died in Headingley. It's one of the problems of relying on the internet. I can give you 5 or 6 newspaper reports that say he died at his home, which, as I say, wasn't in Horsforth. I don't know where that actually originated. But he died in poverty. He had a sports shop on the Hedgerow in Leeds. The premises are still there. It's next to a pub. I think it's called the Horse and Trumpet, if your Leeds listeners will possibly know that pub, but that block was where he had his sports shop. But he died with debts for his family, which is why he's had no gravestone for 125 years.
It is an incredible story as well. And if you want the true story, I mean, Holsforth is a great place to live. I'm not quite sure it's a great place to die, but it is a fantastic place to live. If you want the true story, 10 Drunks in the Past and the Life and Times of Ted Peat by Ian Lockwood is where you need to go. Just finally, Ian, now you've successfully funded this headstone and it is a fantastic thing to do. Have you got another campaign on the go?
No, I don't have another campaign. I have another book, which is I've just completed the manuscript, but it's nothing to do with cricket, and it's about a French boxer, so of no real interest to your listeners. But yeah, I've done Ted's. I've got a gravestone there. I've put right a wrong that's existed for 125 years. So I'm going to put my feet up, have a cup of tea, and prepare for the Ashes series in Australia.
Well deserved. Again, congratulations on a successful campaign. And thank you for telling us about the life and times of Ted Peake. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you very much.
West Yorkshire Sports Daily.
BBC Radio Lee.